David, your reaction to today's 5-0 win here in Portadown?
Pleased that we won the game. Disappointing to lose the game last week, but we get ourselves on a little run, and again, I wanted a response this week, and I thought the boys, we started the game better this week, which was give us the foothold in the game. We got a couple of goals at half time, and second half, through the fog and the mist, we dominated for most of the game and comfortably won the game.
Some really good goals there, Stephen Larry.
Yeah, the first goal was a brilliant goal, and again, it's your wide player coming in off the line and your midfielder tapping it in, which, so again, we had five different goal scorers today, which is always nice. We started the game better today, and I say our tempo was good, and that gave us the stranglehold in the game, because we obviously knew, and I was well aware coming down here, that Portadown are -1 in the league, but you know, they've not really been beaten too heavily or anything else, and probably apart from us earlier in the season, so we come down, and I thought we were good today, even in my most critical eye looking at it in the second half, what I could see with the fog. We'd sloppy at times, giving balls away, but when you win 5-0 away from home, it's always pleasing.
You must have been just relieved to get the game over with, because that fog was pretty bad in the second half, wasn't it?
It was. I'm starting you're always weary, especially when you're 2-3-0 up, that something could go wrong. Credit to the players that stuck at it, and unfortunately we didn't add another couple of goals, but get Portadown in respect. They're in the Premier League for a reason, and they come and win 5-0 away from home, so we go again for Tuesday night.
And nice situation when you can take players off Paul Smith towards the end.
Yeah.
With a almighty game on Tuesday in mind, isn't it?
Yeah, well, you take Paul and Andy off. I was hoping Andy was going to score, but you're always well aware of the game on Tuesday. Smithy's been struggling a little bit with flu for the past 10 days, and last week probably against Cliftonville, you know, it was worse. This week he's at the back end of it, so hopefully come Tuesday he's going to be firing again. But he showed he's capable of scoring goals with his left foot. It was similar to his goal he scored against Cliftonville last year, where he drives the people with his right foot, so he's capable.
And Tuesday's a massive game for us, because we want the semi-final and we want to be in that final, isn't it?
Yeah, big game. You know, odds will come. It's our final, really, coming to play Linfield at Windsor again. So we'll be ready for it, and the players will be ready. There's no maybes, there's no ifs or buts. Talk to the players in there, they're well aware of the expectations, and when we turn up Tuesday to win a semi-final, to go and hopefully put ourselves in a cup final to win some silverware.
Well done today, David, and all the very best for Tuesday.
Cheers, Andy.